shiny Ranger gem badges.
Badges? Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
It's 92 FM.
Hang on.
Hang on, dear boy. Appreciate you pushing your kick button. Thank you much. 22 minutes before 8 o'clock with the Ranger. You think what, Joe Mama?
There ought to be a group called Pshew.
Pshew.
Yeah, yeah. Pshew.
Why?
Because when they're through, you can go Pshew.
I don't understand a word you're saying. You're in a little world all of your own today, aren't you?
I want to say good morning to our illustrious mayor of Round Rock. Charlie Culpepper came by yesterday, and we've got information.
Yeah, he dropped some information. I thought he was dropping information off Buffalo Buddy. He said he just dropped in to raise the taxes. He didn't do that.
A very nice gentleman.
Buffalo
Buddy. I enjoyed meeting you, Charlie. The information I've got is about a Public Safety Day, October 8th. It's going to be at the Texas Baptist Children's Grounds, Highway 79 at 35 across from the HEB. For $2.50 per ticket, you can have all the pancakes you can possibly eat for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how you like pancakes.
I love them, love them.
They're going to have family volleyball games that go on all day. They're going to have the Round Rock Canine Police Dogs. You get to see them in action, and they are phenomenal what those dogs can do. And you can register for the bike rodeo for the kids. It's going to be a great day. Everybody come on out October 8th. I'm sure we'll all be there for the pancakes.
You come on out. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Kick 92. Kick 92 FM with Jim W. WWW.
From the Daily Bugle, the world's softest newspaper, here's Biff Bivens.
Yes, everybody, this is Biff Bivens with the news. A New England Journal of Medicine study suggests 6 drinks of alcohol a week can lower the risk of heart attack. However, Ted Kennedy tries to take care of a whole week at one sitting. John Bertrand Aristide has spent over $50 million of his government U.S.-held funds trying to keep his administration alive. He says the spending was necessary to pay for vital diplomatic meetings, fundraising dinners, and Killer Stones tickets. And now back to the Ranger.
61 degrees in Ranger Park this morning.
And over here, we have some very rare tropical...
Regular?
Or sugar-free.
You got a party coming up and you need some good dance music, call me about the Kick Music Machine. Call the regular office line number 218-0111 after a while.
Kick 92 FM.
Joe Diffie, one more time. Super hit country, and man, it is a hit. Third Ride.
She walks in the Smokies one hip at a time.
Kiss me.
Mary Chapin Carpenter. Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me.
What? Gave me a ticket anyway.
No wonder. I would have, too. Coming up next hour, we're going to do the Lucky Pick 4, give you a chance to win a special edition, limited edition Ranger Jim Kick T-shirt. The next time you hear this sound, not right now, but when you hear it during the 8 o'clock hour, be my 10th caller, and you can play the game with me. Yes, Joe Mama?
But in the meantime, shouldn't we spin the big wheel again?
Yeah, we spun it a while ago. The secret number did not respond, so let me give it another twist. Jerk it around there, Joe Mama, a little bit. Huh?
Comes 15.
A little bitty number handed out an awful long time ago. If your number is 15, give me a call at 244-5425. Jim and Joe on Kick 92 FM.
Allen's Boots.
Summertime Blues, Alan Jackson.
5 minutes before 8 o'clock, Jim and Joe, Kick 92.
Well, how much time I drink and start to think I'm 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
Yeah, I was listening to the cowboy last night on the radio, sitting out in my front yard on Weasel Hill.
Here's 10 foot tall and bulletproof for that cheesy old Ranger.
I heard that. 5 minutes past 8 o'clock, Jim and Joe, program number 71. Mojo, where in the heck were you? I called out at the highly inconvenient store a while ago and no answer on the phone.
Oh, man, I tell you, Buffalo Buddy took me and Suji Butter and Wesley with a big gallon of watermelon wine.
I saw you guys leaving yesterday afternoon.
Oh, man, I got a terrible headache. Then, because of him, we had to open the store late today, because Sujibar and I, we're not feeling too good either.
I know that was a pretty cramped little car you were in, that unit one half. Were you sitting in Buffalo Buddy's lap?
Hey, no way, I'm not like that. You know better than that.
Looked like it.
Hey, tell you what, we call Sean Dunlop. We're going to have Sean Dunlop call Buffalo Bud as soon as he gets that in the office.
That's Buffalo Buddy.
Whatever. Hey, and not only that, we had to do the watermelon crawl. I don't know how to do that. I mean, I was so gone. I had never been so hurt, hungover like that in my life.
All right, everybody, take out your watermelons.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later now.
Okay, bye, see bye. You later. Bye.
So, kick it up, John Michael Montgomery.
Super hit country, The Ranger and the Dumpling.
Well, I work 6 days out of six.
Kick it up.
Makes you feel better to kick it up. And you can kick it down. Secret number 15, you've got, what, 6 minutes to call and get your $92 this morning. You like what, Joe Mama?
I like down.
I heard that.
Better than that. Also, be listening this hour for that little dove sound Trav makes for a chance to win a picture of my weasel.
Thank you. Can't get enough of it. Ain't going down until the sun comes up. Super Hit Country on Kick 92 FM with the Ranger and Miss Dumplin', program 71.
Three for me.
Yeah, three for you.
The very interesting fact, have you ever noticed there's a certain day of the week that your beard, because you have a beard, mm-hmm. your beard, I don't, your beard grows faster.
You got a mustache.
Just have a mustache. that your beard grows faster. Is there any particular day?
No, not a one.
Well, this doesn't say a hell of a lot for your sex life, honey.
Uh-oh.
Do you know that men's beards grow faster, they have found, on Sunday?
Oh, yeah? Why?
Sunday. Because they claim that Saturday, most men are more sexually active, and the hormones cause the beard to grow faster on Sunday.
Hmm. You know how to make a hormone?
Don't pay her.
Exactly.
All the difference between the men and the boys.
And I'm Tweed Scott for a Kick 92 FM.
It's 8:24.
Kick 92 FM.
Kathy Mattea, Super Hit Country. Nobody's gonna rain on my parade. Hey. Kathy Mattea, Super Hit Country, Kick 92 FL. Nobody's gonna rain on our parade. I don't believe it's gonna rain on anything. Looking pretty good, huh, Joe Mama?
Looking good. Sunny and hot. The high in the mid-90s. Low tonight in the mid-60s. Sounds just like yesterday, except we have the possibility of a few showers possibly over the weekend.
Clear skies in Ranger Park. It's 65 this morning. Jim and Joe on Kick 92. Winona, girls with guitars and big fat cigars. Just made up that part about cigars. It's not true.
She turned 15.
Benefit dance coming up on October the 8th at the Hutto Fire Hall for Stacy Wolf. I'll be there with the music machine. $5 donation at the door, sponsored by Friends of Stacy. 25 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Good morning, Kick 92. This is Joe Mama.
Oh, good morning, Joe Mama. Where's that crusty old ranger dude?
Well, he's here, unfortunately. Would you like to talk to him?
I'm trying to train her, Mojo, to be a DJ.
Oh, okay. Hey, guess what? We have a new item at the Highly Inconvenient Store. In addition to a cup of grease with a day-old black lava, don't it? And we throw in a steak and all the other good stuff we get. We're going to start selling Hudson pepper.
Selling what?
Hudson pepper. Smothered in buliaka sauce.
Whoa.
I'm not even sure I want to know what Hudson pepper is.
Oh, it's a rabbit dish. Don't you watch Bugs Bunny, you old poot?
That's right.
I ordered some Hudson pepper one time, and I said, hey, man, come here. There's a hare in my dish.
That's pretty good. Hey, I'll let you go now. Hey, Joe Mama.
Yeah?
See if you can get Sujibar and I to do our comedy bit as opening act for Wayne Newton.
Oh, listen, I know he would want y'all.
Okay.
I'll get right on that as soon as I get off here today.
Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You missed it, Joe Mama, last week before you started on the radio with me. They were doing their practicing of stand-up comedy here on the morning show.
I heard that,
did
yes.
You? It was funny, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Wayne Newton would want that.
Kick 92 FM, Ranger and Miss Dumplin'.
My daddy always was a chick.
Chris Ledoux, living in a honky-tonk world. 15 minutes before 9 o'clock. Jim and Joe, the Ranger, and Miss Dumplin'. Good morning to Lige. Lige and Donna made the kick switch a long time ago, and we do appreciate that.
And good morning to Mr. Huckabee, the best CPA in the whole world.
Did you know that the spine affects every nerve group?
388-1590.
12 minutes before 9, 67 degrees in Ranger Park.
From the Daily Bugle, the world's softest newspaper, here's Biff Bivens.
Yes, everybody, this is Biff Bivens with a sports and news update. Hockey superstar Mario Lemieux is being sued by a woman who claims he shot a puck during a game 5 years ago that hit her in the nose. If found guilty, Lemieux could face 2 minutes in the penalty box. In other news, Dolly Parton writes in her autobiography that she likes to run naked in the moonlight behind her house. So if you see Dolly with a pair of black eyes, she hasn't been fighting, just jogging. And now back to the Ranger.
Don't encourage your friends. He'll do it all day long. You get what?
Lately I get this, you're not talking to.
Brand new Randy Travis on Super Hit Country, Kick 92 FM. Hey man, this is me you're not talking to. Man, I like that. Another hit for John Anderson. I'm going to be country till I die. Program number 71 for the Ranger and Miss Dumplin'.
Three for me. Three. Three.
I'm counting.
Okay. Do you know that most people spend 30 to 40% of their waking time daydreaming?
Now, I'm sorry, I was daydreaming what you said.
That's the average length of a daydream is 14 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some are 5 seconds or less, but the average length is 14 seconds. I was doing some figuring, and it comes out if you sleep 8 hours a night, mm-hmm. and you're going to spend 40% of your waking time, you're only going to have about 9 hours and 20 minutes of actual productive time. So when I leave here, I only have about 6 hours I have to be productive.
Well, the first three weren't very productive, so I hope the other ones...
Now.
Hey, we're out of here. Jim and Joe, she'll be back in the morning. I'll see you at 3 this afternoon.
Bye-bye. Slide.